Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Dean Richards is off with us, though. One of Chicago's very own, Cindy Perlman, who covers film and TV for the New York Times Wire and the Las Vegas Review Journal. She's also the author of the young adult book series, Ascenders. Cindy, good morning. Let's talk first about the anniversary of a great movie, Pulp Fiction.
Good morning, Bob. A quick question for you. What do you call a quarter pounder with cheese in France? Do you remember?
No, I don't. It's been 30 years.
Okay, it's still a Royale with cheese. And we need to know this because Pulp Fiction, incredibly, is turning 30 this week. One of Roger Ebert's favorite movies of all time. One of my favorites, too. And big anniversary, 30th anniversary collector's edition out now. For pre-order on DVD. It comes out right before Christmas. Great for Tarantino fans in your life. And I just remember when it first came out, we did a press junket 30 years ago. John Travolta had not worked in years. The press clapped when he walked into the room and he burst into sobbing tears. So happy to be back. One of my favorite memories of doing the Pulp Fiction stuff.
And that movie made a lot of money and didn't cost a lot to produce, right?
Cost $8.5 million to make, a little indie movie. It's grossed over $213 million. And it almost wasn't the movie we know today. You know how studios always have these great ideas. Originally, they thought Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman were going to play the roles played by Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus was up to play Mia, the role played by Uma Thurman. Also, they floated Meg Ryan and Michelle Pfeiffer for that role. Even Joan Cusack from Chicago was considered. But my favorite trivia is that wallet that Jules, Sam Jackson, has that says bad you-know-what, it's terrible. Tarantino's real wallet in real life to this day. That's his wallet.
Tarantino still carries that, does he?
He still, can you imagine you go into McDonald's and you open that up? Everyone's like, whoa.
Wow. Happy anniversary, Pulp Fiction. And welcome back, Daniel Day-Lewis, I guess. I thought he was retired.
You know, he's sensitive. He's an artiste. A few years ago, he was so into a role. And it was when it was over, he said, I'm done. I don't want to do Hollywood anymore. I don't want to act. We all knew this was not going to be true. He's the guy who starred in Lincoln and Last of the Mohicans a long time ago. But he came out of retirement last week to announce he's doing a movie with his son, his grown son, Ronan Day-Lewis, wrote this film with his dad. It's a big father-son intergenerational family movie about fathers, sons, brothers. Day-Lewis, he's 67 now. There are pictures that are just out of him on a motorcycle chasing Sean Bean down the street somewhere. Looks really good, all set in Manchester, England. So look for that in 2025.
And look for Iron Man. Iron Man was not retired. Iron Man is coming back from the dead, isn't he?
I still wait for the announcement that Robert Downey is going to do it again. He kind of said maybe I'd think about it a few months ago, but this is not that. This is Tony Stark and Iron Man, not dead in animation. A new young animated Iron Man was greenlit this week by Disney Jr. called Marvel's Iron Man and His Awesome Friends. This is definitely not the Robert Downey thing. And it's a preschool series set for next summer. It's about young Tony. He's saving the world with his best friends, Ironheart and Iron Hulk. They protect the city. They hang out. They have a nano shield, whatever that is. They have a heartbeat bubble to protect themselves. It's all little kid stuff. But Disney's so smart. They're trying to get kids into the Avengers when they're little. And then, you know, it's a lifetime thing.
Yeah, the stockholders are like that. That's coming to Disney Plus. Kate McKinnon is on a book tour now. You think she misses Saturday Night Live?
You know what? I think she does. She's on this big book tour. Her book's a New York Times bestseller called The Millicent Quibb School of Etiquette for Young Ladies. That's a mouthful, but it's about three sisters, Gertrude, Eugenia, and Dee Dee Porch. You know, they don't belong anywhere. Their mom sends them to some dopey etiquette school, but they really are interested in science. So they end up in another school with a mad scientist called Millicent Quibb, and they have to save their town from other mad scientists. But Kate, who's doing the interview circuit for the book, said it is tough because Saturday Night Live is on their 50th anniversary year. She said, I look at it and I think, I wish I could be there. But it's also like looking at people in their 20s going into a club. You think, have fun, kids. I'm so happy for you.
Well, you know what? I miss seeing her do not just Hillary Clinton, but Rudy Giuliani. That was the best, wasn't it?
That was the best. And when she's that lady who gets kidnapped by aliens, that's the best, too, I think.
And finally, word is that you got a sneak peek at Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, hosted by Travis Kelce. Any good?
You know, Bob, this was never a question. Are you smarter than a celebrity? Yes. Every single, let's not be mean, but I think the answer is yes. But yes, I did get a sneak peek, and you know, the questions surprised me. There's a board, and it says you can pick first grade English, third grade science. These are adults answering these questions. I mean, one of the questions actually was, what do you call a baby frog? And the contestant wasn't sure. She was hemming and hawing. You get lifelines. The celebrities are there to help you. And, you know, she finally did come up with tadpole, thank goodness. But, yeah, another question, who's a tiebreaker if the U.S. Senate's deadlocked? They did say the VP. Mm-hmm. My favorite question, though, at age 90, which Star Trek actor actually went into space? I mean, what are the possibilities here? It's got to be. It's not mind-boggling, but Travis, you know, he moves it along. He does his Travis stuff and acts charming. And I noticed all the female contestants do want to hug him.
Uh-huh.
Very huggy.
Of course. Well, it's called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It's not called Are You a Genius? A Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thanks. Have a good one, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.
And as we mentioned, Dean is off, but he left us some suggestions. Several new and returning shows are premiering this week, and here are Dean's recommendations for what to stream.
I feel like Wolfman would beat out Dracula.
Wolfman's once a month. Dracula is all the time. Use your head.
Four new movies this week. Josh Brolin and Peter Dinklage are twin brothers and ex-cons who go for one last heist before going straight. Glenn Close and Marissa Tomei co-star in Brothers. See it on Amazon Prime on Thursday.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Woman of the Hour.
Anna Kendrick is a single woman who winds up on the dating game and crosses paths with a notorious serial killer. See Woman of the Hour on Netflix Friday.
You're not going to start Jimmy and me?
Sorry, Jimmy and you?
You know, that weird therapy you do outside of the office that Paul hates?
For the streaming series this week, Jason Segel and Harrison Ford return for season two of the comedy Shrinking, about a psychologist embracing unconventional methods. See it on Apple TV Plus now.
Why do so many people want to take a swing at that fence?
What can I say? I inspire strong emotions.
The Netflix hit adaptation of the best-selling The Lincoln Lawyer returns for a third season. See it Thursday. On Hulu now, there's a new American Horror Stories Huluween event featuring an anthology of spooky tales of terror. In Hysteria, a small town is in a frenzy over a satanic cult after a star high school quarterback goes missing. See it on Peacock starting Friday. And Family Guy celebrates its 25th anniversary with a new Halloween special on Hulu now. And Travis Kelce makes his game show hosting debut with Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? See it on Amazon Prime now.
So I reached out to her management and got a text that said she has no idea who you are. And I said, well, then Tegan has a big problem.
It's a big weekend for documentaries with Fanatical, the catfishing of Tegan and Sarah on Hulu on Friday. And Sweet Bobby, my catfish nightmare on Netflix now. And on Peacock now, Anatomy of Lies exposes how one woman lied and deceived her way into a job writing for the hit drama Grey's Anatomy. And for laughs, Rachel Bloom brings her hit stage show to Netflix. See Rachel Bloom, Death Let Me Do My Special. It's playing now.
Dean Richards, WGN News.